hopeful that the program will be provocative and argumentative and a lot of other things. I myself am a little bit confused by the subject, but I find that's true of most subjects these days. I'm not sure I know what a neoconservative is. I'm not even sure I know what a conservative is. And I get less sure all the time. But I did look into the thing a little bit to try and settle my own thinking before we got to the program. And I referred back through a crossword puzzle, as a matter of fact, to the medieval custom starting in the hunting business, I gather, of assigning descriptive names to groups of animals to begin with in such a way that they characterize some aspect of the individuals within the group. And you're all aware of things like gaggles of geese and pods of whales and things of that sort. So I tried to take that and make some sort of an application to the general area of discussion today and the various categories that I could define that might enter into it. These are just a few of the things that I came up with. You might want to play around with it yourself. It seems to me that libertarians, although they're not directly involved in this, may be a part of the program as we go through in some of these other categories. So my definitions are, the word is venery, but it's that there's another word which is exactly the same, which means something else, so we'll skip that. So you start in with a quandary of libertarians. The second is a doubt of liberals. The third is a despair of Democrats. The fourth, a complacency of Republicans. The fifth, a confusion of conservatives. And the sixth, an awakening of neoconservatives. I intend to find out a lot more about this subject matter by listening to our speakers today. The first speaker is Dr. Ed Shapiro, professor of history at Seton Hall University in New Jersey. He is a scholar of eminence over an incredibly wide range of subjects, as indeed are all of these gentlemen, such diverse specialties as Israel, violence, and self-defense, the humor of Lincoln, that would appeal to Mel, I'm sure. Immigration, the New Deal, and Southern agrarianism, a tremendous range of subjects. He has written for practically every conservative journal that exists and some that don't exist anymore, I think. Ed Shapiro, please.